Agriculture Today continues now as we set aside this segment to review the highlighted findings from a brand new survey of grain producers in the Corn Belt region. That would include Kansas. And what this survey sought to find out, the tendencies as far as grain marketing practices on current farms in the region. And the individual with us now was involved in this project. He is Ted Schroeder. You know him as an agricultural economist at K-State. He's also the director of the Center for Risk Management, Education, and Research here at the university. Ted, you are partnering with a private entity in this effort, and you might explain the inertia behind it, why it was undertaken.
That's right, Eric. This is a fairly large-scale survey that was undertaken by Farm Credit Services of America, FCSA. And it was focused on a nine-state region, primarily the Corn Belt Midwestern region here, as you mentioned. Kansas included in the survey, Indiana, Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, Ohio, the normal Corn Belt, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota. Those are the states involved. And Linda Smith at FCSA was really the one doing the major heavy lifting on this survey. I was serving more as a colleague consultant on the project. She really deserves the credit for getting this thing completed. And the motivation behind the project was we really haven't done a comprehensive assessment of how producers are using different tools, how their timing of their marketing is occurring, and really where insurance products fits within this cadre of alternative tools that producers have to manage risk, especially around price, but also some even around production with insurance products. And we really wanted to get an update of what is going on out in the countryside on use of these different tools. The most recent update has been several years now, really quite outdated. So we focused in especially in this study on producers that had at least 350 acres of some combination of corn, soybeans, or wheat. So that's the target group that's in this survey. And that's really what we focused on, is how they're marketing those particular grain commodities.
And this took place earlier this year in the month of February. Over 650 producers were surveyed. And the body of information generated from this is rather vast, and we won't have nearly the time to get into all of the findings here. But there were some take-home messages coming from this work. And one of those, Ted, in a very general vein, was that producers do use their costs of production for their individual operations as something of a baseline for making marketing decisions. Is that correct?
Indeed it is. Producers indicated that that's certainly a place many of them start to identify different pricing opportunities, is to first recognize, before they're even planting, what's this projected budget look like for us? We know that during any growing season as well as post-harvest, there are oftentimes opportunities at least somewhere in there to take a portion of the crop and secure some of the production cost, as part of the pricing return. So it's a starting point. There's no guarantees, but it's at least a place that producers indicate they initiate their assessment of what their alternative pricing systems would be. And following up from that, what we definitely found in this study is there are a myriad of pricing methods that producers are using. And not only a myriad across producers, but individual producers themselves telling us that they use a lot of different pricing mechanisms during the crop year, from the beginning of the production process, even some prior to planting, all the way through post-harvest. In fact, the average number of different pricing methods producers in the survey said they're using somewhere between 4 and 5 different pricing methods for their crops. So spreading out the timing, using different tools that might include pre-harvest, forward pricing, forward contracting, futures and options, to post-harvest storage strategies that, might include basis contracts in that realm as well. And really, part of risk management is that not necessarily trying to hit a home run by marketing everything at one time when the highest price of the year occurs. No one can routinely do that. But part of managing that risk is to spread some of that pricing across different methods, sometimes across time as well. And producers are saying that's what they're doing. And there's a host of tools out there. It can almost be confusing or perplexing at times, but it's very clear that producers are taking advantage or utilizing those different strategies for portions of their crop at different times during the year. And of course, then crop insurance also being a significant part of this overall strategy.
But did that surprise you that producers are so diverse in their marketing methods?
You know, pragmatically, it really doesn't. You know, producers are recognizing there are opportunities to price some crops pre-harvest during the growing season, but we all recognize that yield risk is a significant component of that decision. And so, you know, producers indicating that they gain confidence as the growing season goes, which makes sense on what their expected production is, and they can therefore hedge or forward contract more of that production as you get closer to harvest. But when we're at this stage, here we are in early June, and the actual production's still quite uncertain. So, you know, a portion of that crop you might be able to hedge or put a forward pricing system on. As we become more comfortable and we know more about the crop, and particularly as it's harvested and in the bin, you know, now you open up another set of strategies for the remainder of that crop. And so it really wasn't surprising, I don't think, that we found a myriad, but you know, exactly how people were doing and using the different strategies was quite informative. You know, another thing that came out of it to me that was quite interesting is producers are telling us that even when they ultimately do get to a stage where there is some cash sales, which definitely occurs in most of the marketing situations where there will still be some cash sales, whether it's coming out of storage or whether it's right out of the field at harvest, they're indicating that they are checking prices at a lot of different places. A lot of producers are, some 60% saying they're checking prices at multiple locations.
Not just taking what's offered at the local elevator, for instance, or local delivery point then.
Absolutely. It's really saying, you know, we're cognizant that these basis levels are varying by location and that the opportunities to sometimes drive by one or two facilities, if you have the capacity, the trucking capability, and you can do it cost effectively, that it oftentimes creates a pricing opportunity to gain a few cents from that transaction. If you have storage, of course, you increase the capability to be able to take advantage of that because you can hold it until basis levels at different locations might strengthen a little bit. So producers in general, you know, and as you look across the spectrum of these marketing, pricing, timing strategies, what became fairly apparent as we started scouring into the data is that they're keeping some optionality open. They're keeping a myriad of alternatives available to themselves and using them at different levels, different points during the growing season.
Well, Ted, there's a wealth of information that has been presented from the results of this survey, and we can't go through all of it, obviously. But what do you think is the main take-home from this project? What is it showing about producer tendencies on their marketing approaches?
Well, something that's very stark in the results is how important crop insurance is in today's general risk management practice for these farmers. The farmers who, some 60 to 70% of them, depending on which crop, but it's over 70 in corn, are putting insurance rates at fairly high levels, 80%+ protection levels. And when they're doing that, they're also frequently using futures and options as well. We used to think that those might be substitutes, that if you have a crop insurance program in place, you might not feel the need as much to do forward pricing types of strategies. Well, indeed, our survey says they look like they're complementary.
They're bound together, it sounds.
They tend to be. Another important thing, I think, with all of this, futures and options and hedge to arrive and so on and so forth. I think what's really important is that the producers that utilize those understand the ones they use, understand when they put something in storage, the risks that are there and the costs that are there, understand their production cost as we started the whole dialogue, that it's part of this whole story. You know, where people get into trouble in these kinds of situations has more often to do with not fully comprehending what someone might have advised them to do and not really fully understanding the trade-offs and the risk profile of that pricing system. What have they gained? What have they lost? And so I think no matter what somebody does in terms of their strategy, that they make sure they know what they're getting into with each marketing decision and each pricing decision, what their obligations are, what the risks are, and what it leaves open for future opportunity.
Well, enlightening findings from this survey of producers in the Corn Belt region, once more including Kansas, and in as far as the traits of marketing that our grain producers in the region are employing regularly, and great work. Thanks for a quick summary of all of this, Ted.
Thank you.
Once more, he was one of the principals in this new survey conducted earlier in the year on farmer grain marketing practices. It was conducted by Farm Credit Services of America, aligned with our guest, Ted Schroeder, agricultural economist at K-State. Ted is also the director of the Center for Risk Management Education and Research here at Kansas State University. If you'd like to see the survey findings, go to the Farm Credit Services of America website directly. You're listening to Agriculture Today. We'll return shortly on the K-State Radio Network.